Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this wasn't easy last night. It didn't get any easier this morning. So let's see how it goes. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Third commandment. One which I must confess that I have struggled with over the years, more often than I like to admit. But it's only one of Ten Commandments. It is only a part of the ordinances and all the things that God gave to His people, the Israelites, the Jewish nation. When you first begin to read the Old Testament, especially as a young man, you get the impression that God is hard. I mean, He comes off the mountain, He's got these 10 rules, and then on top of these 10 rules, these commandments, He starts lumping ordinances and mandatory sacrifices. So much to the point where there was so much of this, He had to separate and take one complete tribe to see after it. The Levites. They were the priests. They were the ones that saw to hopefully the keeping of the commandments, that people understood what those commandments mean and that they obeyed them. They were there to see to it that the sacrifices were done rightly. A tremendous burden. When you read about them, you realize why there had to be someone set aside just to watch this. But God didn't give them these things because He needed them. God didn't give the people any of these things because it would take away their sin. As a matter of fact, it was there to remind them of such. God gave these things to keep them safe physically and to keep them safe faithfully. You know, one of the most astonishing things is that when the tabernacle was built, the mobile sanctuary of God, and they would pick up the tent and they would travel and then pick a place to set it back up again. Each tribe had its own particular place on the outside of the tent. And all the tribes faced the tabernacle. They faced the tabernacle to keep their eyes on the Most High God, to keep their backs to what was behind them and outside of their community that could poison them with all the pagan religions and rituals that they were, but to keep them focused on Him. And to do that, He commanded them to keep the Sabbath day. Now, we still like to think that we're doing that or they did that for God. God doesn't need us to keep anything. God puts these things out there because we need them. Because our Heavenly Father knows that we need that physical rest. He knows that we need that mental rest. And He knows that we need that refreshing in His Word. So now we move forward a few thousand years, and we find Jesus, a good Jew, teaching and preaching in one of the synagogues, but reaches out on a day that was meant to give rest, to strengthen, to heal, and reaches out to a daughter of Abraham and heals her as confronted by the leader of the synagogue. Because they were still leaning on what they understood to be the law to save them, and this was a commandment to make God happy, not a commandment to give peace and to give comfort and to give healing. So He indirectly reprimands Jesus and says, there's 6 days to do this. You don't have to do that on the Sabbath. And yet the Sabbath day is just that. It's a day of rest and a day of healing. And Jesus confronts Him and said, you would deny the simple pleasures to this woman that you provide for the animals that you own on that very day. And so, they were separated. A house divided, you might say, with two different understandings of what is happening on the Sabbath day. Now we fast forward another couple of thousand years, and we come to a place in time where much of society has no use for the Sabbath day altogether. It's not a matter of how you understand it. We don't need it. Our life is full. Sunday's a day. Whether it's work, whether it's play, it's a day. And we move through it because we've come to the point where we're so good now we don't need God. Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah, we do. And most of the time, people find that out the hard way because in their deepest, darkest moments, they find out how dark it is all by themselves being there. And yet, that is what the day is for. What we've come here today to celebrate again is that our Sabbath, the day that we choose to gather, is really a day that's in Christ. See, what the leader of the synagogue didn't get is that literally his Sabbath rest and the rest of all people was fulfilled in the man that stood before him in Christ. That is where the love of God, the peace of God, dwells for you and I. And it's that peace and it's that love in which we live every day and we should take time to dwell on, to think about, to sit back and just let God's peace take hold of us, regardless of how busy our lives are, regardless of how full they are. Now that also means, too, that we are commanded to gather. And I hope you do it at Sunday morning at 9 o'clock at Shepherd of the Lakes. But it's this community that strengthens us. It's what God gave us for one another so that we come together, we talk, we share stories, we lean on one another in times of need. And in times of need, others allow us to lean on them. This is the gift of the Sabbath. Now, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We are to fear and love God so that we do not neglect his word or the preaching of it, but keep it as holy and gladly hear and learn it. Luther's definition of what the third commandment means. You notice there wasn't a day and a date in there. Never noticed that before. But when you look at it, even Luther says, the Sabbath is when we take that time. That's why a service on Wednesday night or Saturday evening is just as legitimate as on Sunday. It's when we gather because we're called to hear the word and to keep it holy. We're commanded to share a meal that says, do this for the remembrance of me. Another gift, the presence of Christ in the bread and the wine for you and for I. Another healing moment to take with us each and every day. Yes, the leader of the synagogue was defending what he thought was right. But the law, let me start that phrase over. Have you ever heard the saying that where there is absolute law, there can be no justice? Well, you heard it here today. Because that's the leader of the synagogue. That is other religions around the world that are strict to the dotted I's, the cross T's, the periods, the exclamation points. There is no movement. And yet in Christ there is the love of God that allows us to take that time, the gift of the Sabbath, to take it whenever we can, but to take it and then to live it. To come together as a Christian family, to invite others to do just the same thing, to feel that grace, that love, and that peace. The true healing, just as this woman felt in the synagogue that day, relief for the first time in 18 years. That healing in and through our Lord Jesus continues whenever we take time to be calm, to listen, to hear the word, and be refreshed and emboldened by it. Find your Sabbath, folks. Find your day. Find your time. Know that your Sabbath rest is in the man who heals, in the man who was lifted up, in the man who was crucified and died for each and every one of us. Know that your Sabbath rest is in him and be healed. Amen.